Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Starting tomorrow, Minnesota roads will look a little different for motorcyclists and drivers. A new law taking effect makes lane splitting and lane filtering legal for motorcycles across the state. That means riders can now move between lanes of slow-moving or stopped traffic, but only under certain conditions. Traffic must be going 25 miles per hour or less, and motorcyclists can't go more than 15 miles per hour faster than the cars around them. A bill signed into law this legislative session creates funding for students to attend an outdoor school. Osprey Wilds Executive Director Brian Wood says the new grant program will help students who want to get an overnight outdoor experience at one of the state's five environmental learning centers.
Those places are really nature centers with overnight accommodations so that when students and schools come, they can really be immersed for multiple days in nature. They're having meals, lodging, they're getting the class and the instruction, and getting that really impactful, sometimes life-changing experience.
The Minnesota Outdoor School for All Law allocates $848,000 for grant money for the next 2 years. Hundreds gathered Saturday at the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis to honor the lives of House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, Governor Walz.
And maybe it is this moment where each of us can examine the way we work together, the way we talk about each other, the way we fight for things we care about, a moment when each of us can recommit to engaging in politics and life the way Mark and Melissa did, fiercely, enthusiastically, heartily, but without ever losing sight of our common humanity.
The couple was killed earlier this month in what authorities have called a politically motivated assassination. And Minnesota's wildlife becomes a little more active during the summer months, and it's important for Minnesotans to coexist with them peacefully. DNR wildlife damage specialist Brandon Kaiser says it's up to Minnesotans to reduce human and wildlife conflicts.
Taking steps to mitigate wildlife conflict can help alleviate stress. It can increase safety. Sometimes it's a financial benefit. Sometimes it's a loss to your crops or physical damage to your property, especially in commercial agriculture.
Tips on existing with Minnesota's robust wildlife can be found on the DNR's website. This is MNN. A Duluth man is in custody following a deadly stabbing that police say appears to be a case of domestic violence. Authorities say 40-year-old Anissa Cope was found dead Saturday at a home. A 37-year-old suspect was arrested later that night in Pine County. He's being held in the St. Louis County Jail pending charges of second-degree murder and felony domestic assault. Minnesota schools now have a more straightforward path to keep American Indian mascots. A new law passed this legislative session allows schools to obtain approval from just the nearest tribal nation and its American Indian Parent Advisory Committee rather than all 11 tribes. Supporters say it eases the burden on rural schools. Doctors are urging people in the state not to light off fireworks this 4th of July. Minnesota Medical Association President-elect Dr. Lisa Mattson says we don't have exploding or flying fireworks, but data from 2023 shows they're all dangerous.
There were 700 ER visits related to just the use of sparklers. And we think of those as being pretty benign. Sparklers have been associated with injuries to little kids.
Mattson says young people ages 15 to 19 suffer the most fireworks-related injuries.